Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's September 21st, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released February 10th, 2003.
Nazarene, do you believe last weekend's disaster with the Shuttle Columbia was caused by the spiritual dead zone centered in Dallas, Texas?
I most certainly do, Alora. I wish I could say that it was not so, but it is becoming more and more obvious as we study the debris of this accident and other things that are occurring that the shuttle hit the dead zone and it resulted in its destruction. This is a very sad occasion. We have warned the American government that the dead zones are there and they are very, very dangerous. They should never have sent the shuttle through the dead zone. They should have brought it down in such a way that it would have avoided any of the dead zones in the United States. This was pure folly on the American government's part. I think they were trying to show that they could simply ignore the dead zones and do whatever they wanted to do, and they have paid a terrible price in material value and lives. When these things happen, it saddens us greatly that man challenge us, that they challenge our power and try to act against our will and try to overcome what we have done. And it is a sad, sad thing that this is the result. The American government knew the dead zone was there. The responsibility for what has happened is theirs. We wish it had not happened, but unfortunately it has, and there is nothing we can do. There is nothing we can do at all. It is overdone.
I was afraid this was the case, Nazarene. I hope something is done soon so these dead zones can be removed forever.
We're working on it, Alora. If the people in the White House would accept what God has given them and begin to use the power that He has bestowed upon them, we could shut down the dead zones. We cannot understand why they are so stubborn.
We'll be back after the break.
God here. In the recent battle when the homosexuals tried to destroy my son's power, Lord Zeus and his people came to his aid and helped win the battle. I asked the children of spirit to add his story to their history. Here is the address.
voicesfromspirit.com/light/zeus/cover.htm.
I recommend you read it.
We're back. God, remembering back to the shuttle disaster, I think at the time the experts in the afterlife were saying that if it hadn't been for the dead zone, the shuttle would have probably landed safely. Do they still consider that this is true?
Alora, the more the experts in the afterlife studied the remains of the shuttle and really got a look at the damage, they sincerely believe that if it had not been for the dead zone, the shuttle would have made it to the ground. They may have had to make a very rapid exit from it because it would probably have been very hot by then, but they believe that it would have reached the ground, but hitting the dead zone finished it. I mean, it was like hitting a brick wall in the air, traveling at that speed. It was the extreme speed that the shuttle was traveling at that caused the problem. Actually, if it had been going slower, it would have probably made it through the dead zone. But this great speed at which this craft travels doomed it, because when it hit that dead zone, it was like hitting a brick wall, and it just disintegrated. It was weakened already, and that impact was just too much for it. These are sad situations, Alora. They are very sad situations. And we wish so much that man would cooperate with us and not fight us so that these tragic things can be avoided. This hurt everyone, everywhere, and it was totally unnecessary.
I agree, God, and that's one day I'll never forget.
It's a day that anyone with a caring soul will not forget, Alora. That they definitely will not forget.
We'll be back again.